Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Out of My Mind podcast. This is Keith Crosby, your host, and this is a podcast where we take a look at the crazy world around us through a biblical worldview, that is, the lens of Scripture. And today, our topic is the tragic human cost of illegal immigration and deportation. But before we do that, not to diminish the importance of the topic, I do want to announce and remind you that today my book, Miracles According to Jesus, An Introduction to Miracles and the Miraculous, is being released today. You can buy it on Amazon. You can buy it anywhere that books are sold, pretty much. So I just would encourage you, if you would think about it, to consider that. If you have any questions about Miracles and the Miraculous, this is a very helpful tool. You can go on Amazon's website and put Keith Crosby, Miracles According to Jesus, and hit the search button, and you'll find the book. If you do feel compelled or moved to buy the book, please give it a review on Amazon. That will help us move the needle on sales. So with that, thank you for listening to that little shameless plug. And now let's get down to business. The media and the online community is replete with all kinds of terrible videos of masked ICE agents arresting people, sometimes breaking windows on cars to get people who will not get out of their car, for whom they have an arrest warrant, out of the car. We hear terrible stories, tragic stories, about parents being deported, and they have to decide whether to leave their children who were born here, or take them back to the country that they immigrated from illegally to the United States. And that's a terrible thing. And sometimes parents choose to leave their children here for a better life. Most of the time, the mothers choose to bring the kids back with them. I read a post on Facebook from a religious worker in Minneapolis talking about how terrified people were. Masked men were showing up, and they had grabbed this person who had been here for 15 years and taken them away. I want to break this down for you a little bit. Why do so many ICE agents wear masks? Well, it's the same reason that narcotics agents wear masks, to prevent reprisals. Liberal media, liberal pundits, and others have been doxing, that is, giving the identities and the names and the addresses of ICE agents who are enforcing the law. It is against the law to come here illegally. It's against the law. And it doesn't matter how long you've been here illegally. If you are here illegally, you can be arrested and deported. Admittedly, under the previous administration, they opened the borders wide, and between 8 and 20 million people came here illegally. And right now, ICE is focusing on people who are here who have committed criminal offenses, assault, rape, drug dealers, gang members. The complicating factor is when they come to arrest a felon or a rapist or a gang member or somebody who beats their wife or somebody who's done something like that, who's engaged in burglary or whatever it is, when they come to arrest an illegal alien who's done something like this, if you are here illegally and you're with them, they're going to detain you. And if you check out as having violated the law, you stand the chance of being detained and deported. Now, there's much talk about due process, but under the law, due process for an illegal alien is different than you or I getting a speeding ticket or being accused of breaking and entering or whatever it is. There's going to be an entirely different process because one is a citizen and one isn't. One was born here or immigrated here legally, and one did not. And the tragic cost of this is that parents who made a decision to come here illegally run the risk of being deported. And if they have children here after they've come, which the cost to the children of their decision to break the law, the wages of sin, is that they may be separated from their parents, or the children may be forced to return to a country that is largely foreign to them. So whose fault is that? Is it the ICE agent's fault? Is it the parents' fault? Is it the children's fault? Whose fault? Who made the decision to come here illegally? The parent did. Choices have consequences. Sometimes American citizens violate the law, and they don't get caught for 4 or 5 years, like the guy who planted the bombs near the Democratic headquarters and the Republican headquarters. Since over 5 years had passed, should he not have been arrested? There was a recent story about a man who was suffering because somebody had stolen his identity 15 years ago and was living as him in another state. Now, they caught this man after 15 years of using a stolen identity. Well, he'd been using that identity for 15 years. Should he not have been prosecuted? And then there's the collateral damage of these types of decisions. These decisions affect other people. We just talked about the children, but they also affect American citizens. And a country's first duty is to its own citizens. Are your taxes and mine supposed to go to people who broke the law to come here to provide services to them, welfare, social services, and things like that? Now, remember, despite all the hysteria, the ICE agents are focusing on a criminal element, not people who've been here for years and years and years, paying taxes, being part of the community, and assimilating, but those who have not, those who have come here and committed crimes, like the man who murdered and tried to rape that nurse in Athens, Georgia. We don't want gang members coming to the country. We don't want cartels bringing fentanyl into the country and 70,000 Americans dying a year. Frankly, we don't want the Biden administration's crazy lack of immigration enforcement to allow cartels to traffic little girls and boys into sex slavery or to bring other people here to work almost as slaves for terrible wages. And guess what? Those terrible wages are suppressing wages for other people who engage in legitimate work. I think the moral of the story is choices have consequences, and there is a terrible cost associated with these bad choices. And the fact that this country or that country isn't a great place to live does not justify coming here illegally. And then there were the abuses of refugee status, which were modified to accept almost anybody who made any claim to persecution or anything else, when in fact those claims may not have been legitimate. And then the government was flying these people into all these other communities without notice at 2 o'clock in the morning. And now we're picking up the pieces today from a government that is enforcing the law. Wanting better wages and a better life does not justify breaking the laws of this country and taking advantage of the citizens of this country. Now let's talk about racism, because a lot of people say, oh, this is all about racism. You know, this is about persecuting people of color. It's just not true, and the facts do not support it. Take legal immigration as a benchmark. Over the last 25 years, 75% of all legal immigrants have come from Africa, Latin America, and Asia. They are non-white. They came in through the proper channels. And the immigration policies of this country, from administration to administration until the Biden administration opened up the doors and the floodgates without any kind of vetting process, for the last 25 years, 2.5 decades, 75% of the people have been non-white. That doesn't sound racist to me or to you if you have any objectivity. So let's not pretend and make this about racism. In a previous podcast, I dispelled all the crazy misinterpretations of scripture about taking care of the sojourner or taking care of the alien. When the alien or the sojourner came into Israel, they adopted their practices, they obeyed their laws, and they were welcomed. But if they didn't adopt their practices and obey their laws, they were not welcomed. Every country in the world, until recently, has had an immigration policy. In fact, you can't move to places like Portugal or other countries without bringing a certain amount of cash with you. Some countries require you to bring $50,000, some $100,000, some more. Why is that? Because they want you to contribute to the welfare of that country, to the well-being of that country. They don't want you to come for free health care. They don't want you to come to take advantage or abuse their systems. And what of countries who really don't protect their citizens and they put other people first? Well, that's counterintuitive, but as Paul writes to Timothy, the one who fails to take care of his own has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. What's the principle there? You have a duty to take care of your own first, biblically. If you can't take care of your own, you can't take care of other people. It even goes back to the requirements for an elder. You have to manage your household well, and the person who can't manage his own household is not worthy or capable of being an elder, managing the church of God. Let's take it a step further. In 1 Peter 2 and also in Romans 13, we are to respect every human institution. We are to honor the king. We are to obey the laws of the country. And so you can't come here illegally. And if you do, there are going to be consequences. And so now the consequences are multi-layered. The country is suffering tremendous hardship, rounding up the criminals, rounding up the criminals. That's who they're going after right now. And if they picked up 1,000 people a day, they'd still never be able to round up 20 million people. So the people who have been here for years and have obeyed the law face little prospect of being deported. And so now we have these dramatic and traumatic ICE raids where these men have to wear masks to protect their own families as they enforce the laws of the country that previous administrations chose not to enforce. There's a cost associated with that. We should also feel badly for the ICE agents. We should feel badly for the people who are being deported because it's sad, but they made the choice to break the law and suffer the consequences. Choices have consequences, and these consequences extend. Sin extends. The choices, sinful choices, extend like collateral damage from the explosion of an IED to the people around them, like their children who were born here, like the friends they've made. But ultimately, that's on them, not on us. And again, it's not about racism, because 75% of the people who have immigrated here over the last 25 years are non-white. And this country has elected a black president twice. And it has a white majority, and they elected a black president twice. So there's all this noise, but the fact of the matter is, this is about the rule of law. This is about a country being responsible for the welfare of its citizens. And this is about the wages of sin. And it's sad, but that's the way it goes sometimes. But there have been allowances made. 1.5 million people self-deported themselves, and there is a way back for them. The government has offered incentives to self-deport and allow you to come back later by going through a legal process. I want to close by saying I'm deeply grieved by the goings-on as a Christian man and as a Christian pastor. But the bottom line is, choices have consequences. Well, I've said enough for now, so we're going to close out here. If you have questions, you can email me at keithcrosby@yahoo.com, keithcrosby@yahoo.com. If you like us, share us with your friends, like us on whatever platform that you're listening to. You have to sign on to do that, write a sentence or two. That helps us with the algorithms. In the meantime, this is Keith Crosby signing off. May God bless you and God keep you.